Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting. Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, my peeps. How are you doing? Welcome to another show, the Hour of Enlightenment, with my wonderful son, Eric. A beautiful, sweet, forever 20 spirit guide, and his voice, Veronica Drake. Hey, Eric. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Mama. Hi, Elisa.
Hey, back. All right, so listen, I thought it would be cool for you to, Eric, discuss just briefly, because we want to take as many callers as we can, to discuss the variety of souls. Like, some people want to know about earth angels. I don't even know if there's such thing as that.
So let me just get a minute here, and those of you that watched me earlier saw Eric come in the video that I did to promo the show tonight. Eric is ever present with me, and he's always chatty. I think our personalities are so similar that we don't know where one starts and the other one begins.
That is probably true.
I think we're both a little wild and out there. All right. So
all
let's
right.
get started, Eric. I'm going to lasso him in. So, Eric, let's talk earth angels. Is there such a thing? He says, yes, period. What would you like to know? Well, Eric, he gets a little
smug. Tell me about them. What are they like? Why are they here? Just anything you can offer.
So earth angels, he says, are here for one purpose and one purpose only. That's to serve humanity, which ultimately serves the earth. And so because we're all here, as he has told us, to be connected to Mother Earth. And so it would make sense that the earth angels would serve humanity and the earth. And they're also here for a very distinct purpose, he says, to assist all of us, all the souls, in waking up and helping us all elevate, go higher in the ascension process too. Essentially, he's saying they're like alarm clocks for humanity.
Well, are they souls who have never incarnated before? And all of a sudden incarnate,
Right. Earth angels are extremely evolved spiritual beings. They are angels from one of the higher dimensions. So they've not been human before this. They've incarnated into physical form. So they were angelic angel beings, he's saying, who've incarnated into physical form. And they, in order to be born human, they had to lower their vibration, and they knew that they were coming onto Earth to serve in this human role. And this is kind of like a new thing, if you will. He's using the term new age, he's saying. So it's really about the time that we're in. And some people might say the severity of the time that we're in. These earth angels are coming here to kind of teach us lessons and to wake us up to divine truth. And although they are physical in form, they stay very connected and are directly connected to the higher angelic counterparts. So,
but it must be,
it's like
it
they
must
have
be very hard for them to lower their vibration. I mean, how does their life play out? Do they get depressed? I mean, is the human experience super hard for them, or do they rise above that, or what?
It's like they leave little breadcrumbs, if you will, like in the nursery rhyme where they left breadcrumbs to tell their way. They've left it so that they leave telltale signs so that they can see direction in which to go. Because while they're here on Earth, they are human, but they still have he's showing the plug. They're still plugged in. And so they don't suffer. He's using air quotes, suffer, because there's really no such thing as suffering if you understand the soul contract, in a sense. But they don't suffer earthly or human tragedies or severities like we do. I mean, they experience them, but they don't go into them and become depressed and become disconnected. It's not what they do. They're too highly evolved for that.
Okay. Is Veronica Earth Angel or an Earth Angel, shall I say?
Well, it's interesting because he's saying some signs that you might be an Earth Angel, and he's laughing because he's saying that he wouldn't necessarily ever call me an angel, chuckle, chuckle. And to that I say this. It says that one of the main signs that you're an Earth Angel is you always are ready with a solution, and you're a loving being that just wants to help people. And you're a constantly curious individual who's always looking for a better way, he says, is a sign. And the other really big sign is he's saying the word acceptance. You are totally accepting of who people are and willing to meet them wherever they are.
Well, surely they have flaws. Did they have any flaws?
Right. Well, other people, yeah. He's saying there's a grace that emanates, that shines, that comes from within. Like when you're in the presence of one of these, it's almost like you're mesmerized, he says.
Okay.
And it's like you can't be around someone who's in pain and not feel their pain.
True.
So we would call that an empath, right, Eric? But he's saying, no, this is much, yes, but no, this is much stronger than an empath. So the intensity. Also, you're very in tune to the global vibration without even being tuned in to the global vibration.
Okay.
So you can definitely feel it. Yeah. Now,
all right, so who do I know? Go ahead. Finish your thought, Beth.
Why is he's bringing up the name Kelly? Does that mean anything to you?
Kelly Santana, maybe?
He's saying it's somebody you know, and her name is Kelly. And he's asking for you to recall the difficulty that this person had in their childhood. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, it could be Kelly Walker or Kelly Walker is the mother of one of Lucas's friends we've known since preschool. And then Kelly Santana is actually Lucas's friend. And then I think my husband had an assistant named Kelly. So it must have been one of those.
He's saying Kelly Walker.
Oh, okay.
Kelly Walker.
Okay.
There's a lot of difficulty in the childhood of this person.
Yes.
This person is extremely sensitive and just really is somebody that would give the shirt off their back if they could, if they needed to. So he's saying Kelly, and he's also saying he's lovingly pointing out someone named Suzanne or Susanna.
Suzanne.
And that may be one. Do you know who it is?
It could be the lady Suzanne Catalese who did EMDR on me. She might be one.
Well, very close to you. He's saying this person is in direct contact with you. So if you have direct contact with this person, that would probably be who he's saying. But it's the person that heals the trauma has experienced the trauma, he says.
Oh, okay. So that's probably her.
So,
anybody else?
Yeah.
Anybody in the family?
He says, I can hear Shelly or Shell.
Michelle, maybe? Is it his sister? His sister?
Yeah. Yes. Now, were they close in age?
A couple of years apart.
Okay. I don't know. This is a digression, but did he torment her?
Oh, somewhat, yes. So what they both did. But it was a love-hate relationship, for sure.
He's saying he's sorry. And that as somebody who's got a view of an overview, he can see her glow.
Oh, yeah.
So
I believe that.
He's definitely talking about his. Now, would he have called her Shelly? Maybe it was a crackle.
Shelly,
okay.
Michelle, all sorts of things.
Yep, because that's what he was saying. So definitely you've got one in your own, you know, you've got pretty cool. You've got Eric, who's an advanced spirit guide, mm-hmm. and you've got Michelle, who's an earth angel. Pretty
that's
cool.
Awesome.
And he's also saying his father's pretty special too, and he knows you are, but he's saying his father's pretty special too.
He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very loving. Yeah.
Yes. So is there anything we could tell earth angels out there, you know, to help them get through their sometimes difficult life?
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things he says that it's all important for all of us, but especially earth angels, to stay grounded. And he has been using me to be a big advocate for connecting to the earth. And
mm-hmm.
so to stay grounded, to use your roots that come out the bottom of your feet, so to speak. He's calling them roots, and to anchor into the dirt. You know, and he's being very calm tonight with this, because he's saying that we're coming up on a time in 2018, he's saying, not too far off, where we're going to see more mass tragedies in terms of Mother Nature.
Oh, great.
And he's saying that, you know, to ready ourselves, if you can ever be ready, he's saying, you know, we all want to raise our vibration. And so as the earth angel is around you, recognize that, become closer to the earth angel and raise your vibration, you know, kind of by osmosis, maybe it happens, but he's very adamant about that.
Okay, before we take callers, do you want to add anything else to all your wisdom, Eric?
He's just saying that he wants people to know that as you remember who you are, the divine creation, the big part of the big picture, it will be very easy for you to claim your space and hold your own. So in other words, the bullying that goes on, the intimidation, all of that stuff, it can be very overwhelming to people who forget who they are. And he's not talking about material stuff or job stuff or any of that. He's saying, remember who you are as part of the divine creation. And
right.
he's saying to stand in your power and to own the piece of the divine that's within you. You know, his whole thing for 2018 is, he's told me this many times, and I've written it down in meditation, he wants each individual to come home into it, meaning into their own sense of being and who they are. Mm-hmm. And he's very adamant about helping people work on that.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you, Erin.
Yeah.
Okay, so before I take callers, I would like to say thank you to LiveParanormal.com for giving us a little Eric love and mischief all around the world. And the first caller we have is from the 971 area code. Hi there, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. What's your first name?
Veronica.
Hey, Veronica.
Hey. Oh, my God, another one.
Fellow
yes,
Veronica.
Another one.
So what have you got to ask Eric?
Well, about 2 weeks ago, I actually had I was in between wake and sleep, and Eric was perched on my windowsill.
Oh, yeah.
Staring at me. Yeah, and last week while I was at work, I don't know, on iPhones you have like the little reminders, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden my reminders kept coming up, and a text, or it kept typing, and it just said, I just wanted you to know that you are, and then it stopped.
Oh.
So I'm wondering, and I felt Eric for the last 2 weeks, and then seeing him and then having that weird thing on my phone,
mm-hmm.
I was kind of wondering, what message do you have for me?
Let's finish that. Are you ready for the finishing
okay.
of it?
Yes.
You are ready He says you are ready for the change that you have been waiting for and that you have been batting back and forth in your head. Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? Is it time? Can I do it? Am I good enough? And it's time for you to just take the leap. He assures me that you are protected and you are safe. What's the change, Veronica? What is it that you know needs to happen?
Okay. Well, I guess that it's actually everything right now, I guess, because I think everywhere.
Okay. Let's be more specific then. He's telling me in line with your career or your job, whatever you call it. What is it?
Okay.
Do you know? I mean, do you know what it is?
Should I stay? Should I go? I think it's my biggest one.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. He's saying you're ready to do the biggest thing possible. He's saying he's not going to tell you what your answer is because it might be a big thing for you to stay. It might be a big thing for you to go. He's giving you the assurance that whatever you choose to do is exactly where you're supposed to be. And I want to tell you what it is. Me, Veronica, the intuitive, but Eric is saying let me figure it out.
I know.
Eric,
okay,
so you know.
Give her the cliff notes. Give her the cliff notes for the love of God. Just kidding.
You know,
the thing is this,
when you, are you ready? Here's, it's cryptic, but it's there. When you do make the move, okay? Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. When you do make the move.
Yes.
everything else is going to fall into place. It's going to be like, it's the best fitting jeans you could ever put on, he's saying. You're going to feel as comfortable as you ever thought possible. And besides, you're going to be stepping into something that's more suited for you. It's going to be a small tweak in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's definitely your career field. It's going to be a small tweak, but it's going to be make all the difference. Oh, here he's telling me. When you're doing what you're doing right now, it's like walking with a pebble in your shoe. It's such a pain in the ass and it hurts. And every time you take the shoe off and try to shake the pebble out, you think the pebble's gone, but then you go back to walking a little bit, back to the same old, and there's the annoyance. So it's never going to go away till you make the change. Does that help?
Okay. Yes. Can you tell me why he was perched on my windowsill?
Yeah, I was going to ask that too. Why?
Yeah, because he'll do anything.
Stalker.
Number one, he's a ham. He's a, you know, is he's telling me, tell her I'm a creeper. He's a ham.
Okay.
and the other thing is, Eric will go to all lengths to be noticed, and not for an egotistical reason, although, I think so. He says he doesn't just show up for no reason. He's carrying a message when he shows up, and he wants to, like, wake people up to saying that, okay, I'm going to talk to Eric. I see him. I know he's there. And so Eric is accessible to each and every one of you as he is to me. It's just practice. And the more he shows up, the more comfortable you'll become. Are you intuitive or an empath? Do you just feel things and know things?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, he picked you. You know, he chose you because it's time for you to develop your gift.
Ooh.
Okay.
And well, he's saying your job. You use your gifts at your job. He's calling it a job right now, but when you transition, it'll be more like life's purpose.
That's awesome.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. I appreciate it. Yes. Thank you very much.
Good.
And thanks, Eric, for showing up.
Thank you for
blowing kisses at you.
Aw.
I'm sorry? What did he say?
He was blowing
kisses. He's blowing
kisses
at you. Kisses.
Oh, tell him thank you.
Aw.
Thanks, Veronica.
Take care, honey.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Bye. She's a sweetie. Yeah, she told me that story. Hmm. She emailed me the story. I thought it was pretty cool. Okay, let me take one here from the 407 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, are you you're there. What's your first name?
I am. It's Sue.
Hi, Sue.
How
what do you
are
have
you?
For our little rascal? Any questions?
Yes, I do have one. When do you start seeing your loved ones in dreams?
That's a good one.
First of all, hi, Sue. It's Veronica. So, hi.
How are you?
I'm good, honey. Thanks. Eric says it can happen instantly, and with some people, it can happen even as their soul is preparing to go. It all depends on the level of vibration. So he's saying if you are typically, if we know someone's getting ready to go home or to depart, he's saying typically you're very low vibrating. You're very heavy. You're very sad. It's a normal human emotion. But once you can transition past that and kind of elevate yourself, it becomes open access, he said. So think of it this way. Once the soul crosses over, they instantly catapult to the top of the vibration. I mean, they don't go to God level, but, you know, they go up there.
Right.
And he's saying, as we are down here on Earth, you know, and usually we're sad and we're, you know, despondent, and it's the vibration is so out of alignment. So practicing raising your vibration is the key to all communication, he says. So do you have someone who's sickly right now?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're not expecting them to cross over anytime soon, are you?
I hope not.
Yes.
I hope not.
So, because he's saying that's not an example for you. He wants to be sure that you know that's not an example for you. But if, let's just say you had somebody whose soul was, you know, within days of crossing over, and you could you could raise your vibration, you would be able to communicate with that soul. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
And
but
did that
I
answer
do
your
have
question?
Somebody. It did, but my son, my firstborn son, was killed in August. And I haven't seen him yet.
Well, do you want to get a message? You want to get a message from him?
I do. I just want to make sure that he's safe.
Eric is a short. All right, I'm getting the name Mark from Eric. Does that mean anything?
No.
Okay, so it could be just somebody else that comes in. When we do this work, it's like everybody shows up. So I'm going to give me your son's first name so that we don't spend time, you know, just tell me
John.
His first name. John.
Now you don't just talk about the other spirits that are butting in.
Yeah, we don't have time for that. Okay, so Eric, can you go and get John? All right, so Eric has an energy here with him, and let's see if it's John. So Eric, help me understand, because as the communicator, sometimes it gets foggy for me. John. Mm-hmm. Why would John be telling you he's sorry?
In the accident, there was another little girl who was killed in another car.
Okay. Because he's very remorseful. He's very full of love. He's very at peace. He's very at peace. In an understanding that everything plays out the way it should. He was a participant in this, and that was it, a participant in this. And his soul understands that. And he's actually concerned about you. Does he have a sibling?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Female?
Yes.
Because he keeps referring to the female sibling, and he keeps telling me to tell you to keep your eye on her. Why would that be?
When he left, they weren't really on the best terms.
Okay.
And she was pregnant.
Okay. He's worried about her.
Okay.
And he's just saying that so has she had the child?
Yes, 36 days after October 6th.
Okay, so he's saying to watch her.
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead, I'm sorry, you were going to say
something. No, well, she had the baby on Eric's anniversary, one of them.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's concerned about her mental well-being. She may experience depression, and he's calling it in a funk.
Yeah, she's had a very hard time with this.
Mm-hmm. So just keep extra close to her and just kind of, you know, support her in extraordinary ways, he's saying. He said, don't spoil her. But support her in extraordinary ways. Yeah.
Right.
But he's
fine.
Is the new baby, has he reincarnated as the new baby?
No, he has not reincarnated as the new baby. However, he is, he's auditioning, he says, to be the spirit guide. I'm laughing because he uses the word auditioning. So after his soul crosses over, it takes some time. You know, they have to go through this, through the ropes, so to speak.
Yeah.
But, you know, he wants to be an official spirit guide for this child. Is it a male child?
Great. No, it's a
female,
little girl.
Female.
Okay. It's okay because he's telling me. So when he says a male child, I think you will find that to mean this little girl will be a tomboy.
Well,
is his sister?
His sister is not at all. Oh, this is his niece.
Okay. Yeah.
And she was kind of named after him. We named her Jane.
Okay. Well, you're going to find that she has a lot of characteristics, but he assures me he's not reincarnated in her, but he will be the spirit guide for her, which, as he guides her, you will see a lot of isms of John in her.
Right.
John
we
isms.
We already
we'll
do.
Call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so healing, and I appreciate it.
I have chill bumps. I have chill bumps, and he says, Mom, I love you.
I love him so much.
Does.
This has been the longest I've ever been without ever speaking to him. I think that's the hardest thing that you go through in this process.
It is.
Do you hang something around your neck? Do you hang something around your neck that reminds you of him?
I do.
Yep.
I have his thumbprint. Yes.
Yep. Yep. He's showing me. He's so
mm-hmm.
here, honey. He's so present. So, God bless you.
Oh, that's how he notices these things. That's so beautiful, Sue.
Yep. Oh, you guys made my whole night. And I know his sister was going home to listen to it because she was here all day. I'm so excited about this.
Oh,
all right.
Well,
I'm going to cry.
So this will make her feel so much better.
Oh, that's great. Hey,
Sue,
remember, I have
baby.
Your back, girl, okay?
I greatly appreciate it, and I'm going to keep reading and tell Eric, thank you so much. Done so much for a lot of people, like myself.
Thank you, Sue. That means a lot to me. All right, you take care.
I have no idea where I found it, but you guys have a great night, and thank you.
Take care, honey.
Sweetie.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Aww. I love that.
It's so awesome to be able to help people like that, isn't it?
Oh, man. It makes me want to cry.
I know, me too. Oh, I needed that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. All right, we have somebody from the 650 area code. Hi there. How are you doing? Good evening. It's you.
Hi. Oh, yay. Thank you for getting
it.
I appreciate it.
Hey, girl.
It's funny because I always set my alarm, and it goes off at 15 minutes before, and it didn't tonight for some strange reason. And at 5 o'clock, I'm in my car, and I go, oh, my God, it's 5 o'clock. And I raced on, and I thought, there's a reason for that. I think Eric was pranking me.
Anyway,
thank you. I'll make it quick. I just had this question. I've sent you a video of them before, but I have these orbs that show up in my front yard, and they're all in a line, and they fly all over the place. And sometimes there's a lot of them, but there seems to be one consistent one, I should say. And others come in, and I just need to know who they are and why they're here.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question.
So,
or what they are.
Eric is showing me that they're kind of lined up like he's using the term rockets, like they would just form a line and
straight up. Yeah, and they're straight up and down. No one's ever seen anything like this before. They're just dots, and then there's seven of them, and they're in a straight line, and they move. Well, actually, they're always a little bit tilted, and then sometimes they fly around. They change into other things, but I think some of them are visitors, and then there's the one that always is consistent. But they haven't come for a little while, which, you know, a couple weeks.
Is there one that's very, very, very bright?
Yes.
More so than the others?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because you, my dear, have an ascended master with you.
Awesome.
I do?
That's the energy of the Christ.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's giving me goosebumps all over the place.
Eric is referring to them as your tribe, your protectors. So when you will see them, he says, is when you are feeling extremely fearful, put out, alone, unsure. Mm-hmm. That's mostly when they're going to show up for you. Is that can you validate that, or do you see that? Mm-hmm. Like, can you tie that to a specific issue?
Yes, sometimes I can, because I do try to figure out why they come and why they haven't come. And sometimes I ask them to come and they don't. I call them my guys. You guys are really nice. Because if I don't see them for a while, I really miss them. I have a little video camera, so every morning I check to see if they came and I can see them.
In your unconscious mind, in the mind that was formed from other people's stuff, you tend to worry. You tend to worry. And it's a good thing that it's in your unconscious mind. But energetically, the guides, the ascended master, the angels are picking up on this unconscious vibration that you're having. And they know when to come out. Now, if you want to deepen your relationship with them and learn from them, Eric says that there's a process you can use and actually call them into you when you're awake, ask them if they would show up, and they always will. And again, he's going to go back to raising the vibration and use the energy of the Christ. Use the Christ energy. Meditate with the Christ energy. Meditate on the Christ energy. Okay. And ask him to be the facilitator of this tribe of energies.
Okay.
Because there's angels, there's spirit guides. Also, did you have a grandpa that passed away?
Oh, you mean my father? No, I have a grandpa that passed away, but my father, you mean?
Okay. Well, I have
a grandfather. It could be him.
I can see male energy. It's older male energy. And it's got like white gray hair. Does that mean anything to you?
I think that's my dad.
Okay. Like, well, then your dad. Like, he's part of the tribe.
Okay.
So
that's amazing. Meaning
he would be like a spirit guide in this tribe, or somebody that's watching out for you. And also, do you have a cat?
No, I don't have a cat. Mm-mm.
Okay. Did your father have a cat?
Nope. We don't have any cats, but there is a cat next door that likes to walk in front of my camera all the time.
We keep seeing the cat. Yeah, we keep seeing the cat, so we weren't sure what that was. So,
yeah,
Eric, it's the neighbor's cat.
It's the neighbor's cat.
He's laughing. Catwalk. Okay, so I hope that was helpful. Did we answer your question?
That was so helpful. Can I ask you, can I call them something? Do you have a name for the Ascended Master?
He said the Christ energy. Christ.
Just the Christ energy. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Nancy.
Okay. Thanks for getting me on. I appreciate it. Bye, you guys. Love you. Bye.
I know Nancy's been trying for a long time to get on. All right, let's take somebody from the 281 area code. Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, who are we talking to?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How's it going with you?
Pretty good. This is Jason. I wake you up.
Oh, Jason. Yeah. Hi, dude. What's up? What you got for our boy?
Not much. I just wanted to say hi to you and Veronica and Eric. How you doing?
Hi. We both say hi. Hi.
Hi.
I have a few questions, if you guys don't mind.
Shoot.
I've had a lot of health issues in the last 6 months, and I was just wondering what my mom and my uncle, who is, and both of them have passed on, what they think of me going through everything in the last 6 months or so. And then also, I have also a job question.
Okay. Well, let's take one.
Okay.
I mean, I guess we have, which one do you want to start with?
Let's do the health. That's the most important.
Okay. Well, a couple of things. Is part of the health thing mental? Depression?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Eric is showing me that there's something hereditary going on with you. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got a couple of things happening. Also, is there something physical that's feeding the depression, or is the depression feeding the physical, Eric is asking?
I'm thinking it might be the physical feeding the
depression. Okay.
Yes.
Or we'll call it depression. So one of the things, your mother was who you were asking about? Is that what you said, your mother?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mother and my uncle.
Mm-hmm. Now, your mother says you never give up hope, okay? And also, there's something that's different about you for a reason. Have you always perceived yourself to be different?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Eric is saying that you have what you have going on because you are a teacher and you are a healer. A healer of yourself and a healer of others. But first you must heal yourself. Now, this thing you have going on, is this something with your system, like it runs through your whole body?
Yes, ma'am. I was actually diagnosed with thyroid cancer a couple mm-hmm. months ago.
Mm. I was just going to say we're going to the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I actually was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, I guess in July, or actually they found it in July, and I just recently had my surgery in October, and mm-hmm. so I actually just found out today that I have to do a radiation iodine, and so then in April I just had a pulmonary embolism, so I've had a rough few months.
Listen, you know, you could be hypercoagulable if you have cancer. It's not uncommon to have an embolus or deep venous thrombosis. So once the cancer is gone, it hopefully shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Listen, and we don't make promises. We don't. But what Eric is showing me, and me as a medical intuitive, because that's what I also do, and with Eric's consult here, your body will get cancer free. Now, what you need to understand about this, now, did your mother die of cancer also?
No, ma'am. My
I thought your uncle and her also died. Did they die of the same thing?
No, ma'am. My mother passed away of, she passed away when I was two. So
okay.
I've heard a lot of conflicting stories family-wise. And basically, they just tell me she was very sick. So I don't really know.
Maybe it was cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, this is something hereditary in the eating at you, Eric is saying. We're calling it eating at you, which is cancer invasive. Now, you're going to survive this. You're going to thrive this, Eric says, because then you're going to go teach people how to heal themselves based on what they think about healing themselves. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was actually thinking of becoming an advocate for mental health, and I actually helped raise some money over the last month for suicide awareness. So, I'm trying to get out there and help.
Beautiful. Eric says he will help you. Do you talk to Eric?
Absolutely. Ever so often, like, little things happen. I'm like, I know that's you, dude. I know that's you.
Yeah. And he's extending his hand. He wants to shake your hand, and he wants to tell you that anytime you need him for guidance, for insight, he's saying just ask him, and all you have to do is trust and believe that it's him. But we see you with a full recovery. You've had all of these struggles for a reason. Eric is saying it's okay, dude. It's okay, because they're going to be used for good. Okay?
Absolutely.
So stay positive. Awesome. Keep your energy up.
But, yeah, you look
awesome.
I try.
There
are some familial syndromes, that are associated with thyroid cancer, like Cowden syndrome, Carney complex, Pendred syndrome. There's a whole bunch of them. So you might want to look into the inherited thyroid malignancies as a possibility. And I have to recommend, of course, for cancer, low-dose naltrexone. There have been a lot of cures of cancer using that and IV alpha lipoic acid, both completely safe, totally safe.
Okay.
So,
awesome.
Anyway, do your research on that, and we will talk later.
Lots
right,
of love,
awesome.
Honey. Lots of love.
All right, thank you so much.
You bet. Bye. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's see. What a sweet guy. He'll be fine.
I
just really feel like he will be, you know?
Oh,
really
Eric is saying, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's a healer. But he has to experience this in order to help heal. So, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, I can take one from the 862 area code. Hi there, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. What's up?
Not too bad. I just want to say thank you, Veronica and Elisa.
Sure.
Anything I'd be on, but oh my God. And thank Eric. And Lady Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's your first name again?
First name is Jesus.
Oh, hi, Jesus. So what do you got for our guy? Any questions?
I just want to see what he has for me.
Hmm.
So get a little bit more specific. Get a little bit more specific because we have a lot of energy going on. So help us.
A lot of energy. Wow. Okay.
More spiritual. There was a time that I was so engulfed in learning so much, metaphysics, trying to learn about myself more. And now all of a sudden it just went gone.
Okay. I got it.
I don't have the feeling there, but I still see like the triple numbers and stuff like that, and I still seek it out for myself because I noticed this total drop off.
Okay, so here we go.
Why.
Okay, here we go. You ready? Eric has got a question for you. Now this is anonymous enough, I hope, that because this is going to be like maybe a personal question, but he's asking me to ask you, what are you hiding? You don't have to answer it, but he wants you to understand your vibration went low because you're hiding something.
No. And if that was the case, I would definitely work on that because I try to be as open as possible.
Beautiful.
And if
you don't know what it is, then we're going to help you figure it out. And it doesn't have to be a literal. Like, it doesn't have to be, I tell a lie or, He's saying you're denying something about yourself.
And it could be on a subconscious level.
Sure. Because one of the things we know about you and we can feel about you, you've got this energy that you could sit down literally – hold a dialogue with people in a circle and you could tell them anything and they would be like, oh, yes, yes, yes. You have that Pied Piper energy, like people believe
in you. Well, that's pretty cool.
Do you know that about yourself?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. You have to embrace that. You have to understand. Now, also, years ago or maybe not years ago, did you have a substance abuse problem?
Well, I still smoke marijuana. And before that, I did try something for like 3 months, but I got off of it. It was like really, really bad.
So that's what we're picking up on, that I would say years ago, but, you know, it's kind of right here. So one of the things, the marijuana is whatever, that's, you know, stop denying the gift that you have.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
That's it.
Go ahead.
Denying his gifts.
Yes. Stop denying your gifts because you are very talented when it comes to knowing things. And I think that's what Eric's talking about. Yes.
Is he clear conscious?
Yes, you just know things. You don't even know how you know them. You just know them. And Eric's saying that's probably what you're hiding from. Does that scare you to think that you would know things?
Honestly, I've been trying to really, really try. I think throughout that time, I was trying really, really hard to try to develop my abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's just, you know, things, I guess, for me, I think it just didn't happen. Even though as much as I try, as much as I talk to Eric and I welcome him in and allow him to maybe just show himself if he would like to, but that's about, you know.
Let me ask you this. Did you use the substance to try to trigger these gifts?
You know what? Not at first.
Okay.
But there's something that happened during that time because somebody talked to me. And
you had an experience.
Room,
you had an experience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, everybody was talking, and then all of a sudden the whole room went bright, and it said, this is the reason why you're failing. And it was a voice that was not mine, but it was very, very bold, and it made me feel really, really good. And I tried really hard. I tried really hard in my mind, and I asked, is it this moment? Is it this? And it just got real bright. And just stopped, and I got up, and I left, and that was the last thing.
You need a teacher. You need a mentor. Eric is there, but you need somebody to help you open the portal, somebody to help you raise your vibration, perhaps a spiritual coach, a counseling, spiritual counseling session, a mentor to work with to groom you, because you can do this. And Eric is saying it's going to help you figure all your shit out in life once you get through this, because you've got some big, heavy stuff going on.
Yeah, you know what?
I cannot
recommend more highly Jamin Olivencia. Dude, you have got this guy is an amazing spiritual coach. He's a really cool dude. And you guys have kind of very similar energy, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
So please check him out. He's super inexpensive, and he just has worked wonders in, you know, for my family and my son. So Jamin, J-A-M-I-N, Olivencia.com. Check him out. He's super nice. Super nice.
So what's holding me back is the fact that I'm not embracing me going out to talk to more people.
Right. You're hiding out. That's your secret. Remember we asked you, what are you hiding? Well, you're hiding out. You're playing smaller than you're supposed to be right now. So swing. Swing for the fence, man. Swing for the fence. Go for it.
Who was the voice?
Step out.
Eric, who was that voice? During that experience,
Eric was saying it was the Ascended Master. That was a huge ass voice. That was one of the big kahunas.
Ooh, you better do what he tells you to do. You gotta ass whooping.
Just step out. Step out. Just get quiet.
Ooh.
You know what? I personally love the energy of fire. Light a candle. If you have a fire pit, light a fire. Sit with the energy of fire. Let it rev you. Let it raise your vibration.
Wow. Okay. And just to let you know, you're actually pretty close to me.
Where are you?
Awesome.
I'm actually in New Jersey, but my mother lives like in by Bethlehem. Like she's like right next to the ironworks.
Oh my God. Listen, dude, I was going to say, don't say you're in my backyard looking at my window because that shit will freak me out.
No.
Listen,
I'm definitely not. But I did love the way you rearranged the room. It's perfect.
Oh my God! Thank you. Listen. I was at the Bethel. I was at the Ironworks. Are we friends on Facebook? Because I posted the picture. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I noticed that.
Very cool. Oh, great.
So
I love to meet a hometown.
Jesus, you have all sorts of big things ahead of you that are really positive, I
yes.
feel. Eric has got your back. Talk to Jamin at least once. It is so well worth it. And listen to the Big Kahuna, okay?
Yeah.
Definitely will. Listen, thank you for everything, both of you. You guys do tremendous work, and you really, really touch a lot more
thank
than what you.
You
what you think you do. And
thank you so much.
Jesus, I love your name.
Everything happens. Everything happens for a reason.
How can you not? Yeah, that's
right on.
Oh, thank you.
Take care, honey. Bye bye.
Bye.
Love you guys. Take care.
Love
bye.
You too.
That's
okay.
cool, right in my backyard, but not literally.
I know, it's like, I'm watching you. Got one from the 302 area code. Hey, what's up?
Hello there, my beautiful passion fruits.
Hey, sweetie.
I am so happy to be speaking to you. Hi, Elisa. Hi, Veronica.
Hey.
Hello, my beautiful Eric. Hello, hello, hello. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad I was able to get through. I usually always do. This is not my first time calling, but I'm going to make this brief because I know we're short on time here. So my question for Eric is this. I heard the beginning, or I should say the tail end of the introductory topic for tonight, which was Earth Angels. And I would love to ask Eric this. Eric, if at all possible, could you tell us if there are any celebrities who are Earth Angels? And if they wish to keep their anonymity, that's fine. But maybe those who have passed on to spirit, if there were celebrities that have passed on to spirit who were Earth Angels here.
He's got two. He's got two, and they share DNA. Prince Harry and his mother, Princess Di. Yep.
Cool.
Prince Harry is like ding, 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 ding when you first ask that question. Prince Harry, absolutely 1,000,000,000%.
And of course, Princess Di. I knew that. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, she birthed him. I mean, you know, it's like she, you know, she birthed two of them. So why is only one? But really, it's Prince Harry that's the Earth Angel.
That's so
and
cool.
And it's so interesting because I was just talking about Prince Harry earlier as he got engaged to that beautiful actress who happens to be black. And I thought, wow. Yes, very, very cool. So thank you so much, ladies. I love all of you. And I echo all the sentiments of all the people that called in before. And I have to say, spot on, I not only relate, but I feel like all the answers that Eric always provides, no matter who calls in, and every single time I think that's not really going to relate to me, it absolutely relates to me. So I want to
that's
thank
absolutely
you from
right.
the bottom of my soul. I
awesome. Thank you.
I thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you,
thank
ladies.
You.
Have a great night.
You too.
You. Can I say something before we end? Because we're going to get cut off, I think.
Sure.
Listen, I just want to say this to Elisa from the bottom of my heart. You and Eric have changed my life. I am forever grateful. I support you every which way to Sunday, including financially. And people who listen to Elisa need to understand her and Eric are doing this out of the greatness, the goodness of their heart. And if you can support her in any way, shape, or form, I'm all about doing that. Let's spread
That's
it because this woman gives 1,000,000%, and I love you.
Oh,
and
I love
Eric says me too. Eric says me too.
You sure? thank you. And thank you, Veronica. And Veronica, you guys can check her out at veronicadrake.com. Anything else you want to add about yourself, sweetie?
No, nope. I'm just happy to be alive and happy to do the work I do.
And we That's are it. Happy that you are doing it. Eric, I love you, baby.
Love you, Mommy. Tell everybody hi, he says.
Will do. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Until next Monday, I will see you guys later. I love you all. And thank you, LiveParanormal.com as well. Bye.